Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to The Karmic Path. I'm Tina Irwin, and I'm here with my co-host, Laura Van Tine. Today, our topic is all about manipulation. And we're going to start out with the comment we never made before. Everyone has a karmic path, whether they're aware of it or not. And we don't live in a bubble. And everyone's often manipulative actions echo out and have lots of interesting reactions. So our passion today is to offer you perhaps a different view of looking at manipulation. So maybe you can either be conscious of what you're doing or what someone else is doing and maybe forestall or prevent it or embrace it. And Laura's going to start us out today.
Well, I actually have a good story.
Yeah, I was going to say,
start us out. That happened a couple of days ago. And it's a story about manipulation and adults. So one of my daughters, I'm going to be very, very generic here. One of my daughters has...
generic daughters.
Sorry.
Who has a generic daughter? Did you make that up?
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember the old generic brands way back when?
Oh, it's generic kids. It's hysterical.
I got some generic kids. Okay. They're not real either. I make them up. Well, anyways, she was at an event and she ran into a friend of hers. And the friend, she gave this friend of hers a really big hug and said, "Oh, I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you, blah, blah, blah." And you know, they talked and stuff. And behind my daughter and her friend was the friend's cousin. And they were at a school event, social thing. And the friend's cousin saw my daughter hugging her friend. And it prompted her to give her cousin a hug as well. And what was interesting, and you know, my daughter didn't think anything of it. Okay, whatever, bye, you know, taken off. She got a text from the cousin's friend later on saying, you know, "Thank you so much for basically giving my cousin a hug because I realized how much I missed my cousin." And basically, long story short, is the parents were fighting. And the parents fighting influenced, manipulated the children's relationship.
How many times have we seen that happen?
Right. And what an interesting form of manipulation. And it may or may not be something that the parents set out to do, but the argument with the parents caused the children to not like one another either. And then somebody saw, you know, my generic child, you know, hugging her cousin. And she thought, well, maybe this isn't so bad at all. So this is generic hugs are awesome.
I'm so glad.
So anyways, but you never know. There's a couple of things here. You never know the power of a hug and what a hug can do for somebody. And you also, as parents and adults, how we behave in our relationships, how that echoes out and how we can intentionally or unintentionally manipulate the behavior of others.
Well, their behavior is inadvertently manipulating their children's behavior,
right,
and then their children's reaction to their own family, their other family members, their cousins. And whether that was intentional or not, we're never going to know. But in this situation, sometimes the person rises to the occasion and sees something that can be better. And that was a good thing.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a really cool story. And ironically, I was just told the story yesterday, and it just really fits with today's theme about manipulation and karma. And what brings us to this topic is that we had a listener write in about, he had a really good question about, you know, he's manipulating his grandson, but is that a bad thing?
And his grandson is one of these kids who, because of how his parents treated him, just expected that everyone would always do everything for him, that's the way he was raised. And he never had to want for anything. He never really had to lift a finger. Everything was handed to him. And so his parents never showed him the value of reciprocation. And as it turned out, this young man was living with his grandparents while he was going to college.
Which is the person who wrote in.
And the grandfather is watching what's happening to his wife and how hard she's working. And she gets up at 4 a.m. and she makes, you know, eggs and bacon and toast and pancakes and cereal.
Those grandparents.
And this is a big guy and he just eats a lot. And their food bill tripled and they're living on Social Security. So they didn't have a lot of money.
Big guy or not. I mean, he's, you know, a young male adult and, you know,
eating a lot.
They eat a lot. Young adults eat a lot. I mean, our food bill when we had 4 of them in our house rivaled our mortgage.
Yeah, I believe that. And so what happened was the grandfather sits the grandson down and says, listen, I bet you didn't realize this, but when you do this, this is how much we make. This is how much it costs. We get nothing extra. And this is the effect that you're having. And he wasn't behind the scenes, you know, puppet on a string manipulating. He was up front and said, you know, what really works in human relationships is give and take. And you could learn from the School of Hard Knocks, or you could chip in for the food bill and you could offer to do the dishes, or you could do some things for your grandmother that would make a huge difference.
And so he's, you know, he's explaining this in this email. He's explaining all, it was a long email.
It was a very long email.
But we appreciate the long email. You know, he's doing all of these things and then he's talking to his grandson and he's like explaining this to him. And he's like, am I doing the right thing? Because I'm now influencing my grandson's behavior. And the answer is yes. Maybe he was the parent the kid needed in the first place.
And what would have happened is everything echoes and ripples out. If he hadn't said something to his grandson, and then the grandmother became ill from exhaustion of cooking because
worried.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't ever let them know if he's coming home for supper or not, or the common little courtesies when you're staying with someone. And by explaining this, that basically averted resentment on the part of the grandmother and the grandfather. And then the grandson wouldn't have understood why there was resentment. By clearing the air, is it manipulation or is it being straightforward? And I guess at some point it doesn't matter. If you're telling someone the truth and you're asking them to help, then maybe that's and he helped him on his karmic path.
And
that was manipulation,
you know, the karma of manipulation, not all manipulation is bad or negative. When we want our kids to do something, we can frame it in such a way so they can make the right choice. That's a form of manipulation. I remember one of my kids wanted to go out and I'm like, so what's your plan? Because I knew it wasn't a good idea. They wanted to go to this rock concert somewhere far away. And I said, okay, so now what happens? And, you know, you're out past curfew and this and that. And I'm asking her questions and I'm having her come up with the plan. And it's like, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. But it's a form of manipulation on my parenting part, but it was designed to give her the freedom to make that choice.
Well, it's
one of my generic kids.
Well, I guess then that begs the question, is it manipulation or is it responsible parenting?
Right, right.
You know, a generic parent is responsible parenting. Generic kid. God, I love this.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I mean, we need a little humor in life.
I know. We've dealt with so many dead people this week. It was just sad.
It just feels really good to laugh sometimes when you have generic kids. So I guess part of understanding the difference between good manipulation and bad manipulation is feeling a sense of your own intuition.
All right. So when we look at manipulation, we all have free will. And free will is what it's a critical element that we need on our soul evolution, our karmic path. And in the book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives and Karmic Ties, we talk a lot about the effects of free will. We talk about, you know, fortune tellers and future readers, how somebody can tell you a future and it doesn't happen. Well, futures aren't set in stone because we have free will.
Well, let's go into that just a little bit, because bringing up fortune telling basically opens up a big door, because I have to walk through that door.
Okay.
I have to walk. I can't stand it. I have to walk through that door. And walking through that door, what that means is if you go to a fortune teller, then you are using your free will to allow someone to manipulate you, because that's exactly what a fortune teller is going to do. They're either going to tell you what they think you want to hear, or they're going to make something up. And because your subconscious believes that the fortune teller has somehow
you
more
are
power.
Just all over this microphone today.
I know, I'm having a hard time. Because your subconscious believes that the fortune teller somehow has much greater insight than you could ever have into your own life. You've given your power to the fortune teller and allowed the fortune teller to manipulate you. And then the fortune teller creates a reality. And maybe you believe that that reality could be real. And maybe it never was going to be real. But now you've really twisted your karmic path. So we're not a fan of anyone who does readings or fortune telling, because they dramatically affect another person, probably 99% of the time, not in a positive way. So enough fortune telling.
Okay. All right. So back to free will. So we have free will and futures change. So when we are manipulating somebody, even in a malicious way, we still have that free will.
To manipulate or not. And then the other person has the free will to either accept the manipulation, especially if you're conscious of it, or to say,
yeah, and
I'm not going to put up with it. No.
You know, a classic, I'm going to call it a wine and cheese pairing here. The empath and the narcissist, right? They kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. So a narcissist is a person who's going to be highly manipulative, and they seek out the empath personality because they're so easy. It's like they're easy food. It's like they're just McDonald's drive-through food for them.
You mean they're fake meat?
They're fake meat. They're generic meat. So an empath and a narcissist, they're playing these roles with each other for the experiences of it. So perhaps when an empath personality gets enough of it, they can learn how to break away. They can learn how to take their power back.
When we come back from this break, we're going to tell you what the karmic opportunity is for both parties. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
And don't forget to check out theoillounge.com.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path. You're listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about manipulation and empaths and narcissists right now. And it's just a delightful conversation. And during break, I'm like, so Dentina's like, an empath and a narcissist walk into a bar.
Oh, no. An empath and a narcissist are supposed to meet at a bar.
They're meeting at a bar. Okay, they
walk. But the empath gets there on time, but the narcissist is
chronically late because it will feed into that passive aggressive personality. But what I was going to say is that they walk into the bar and they find this amazing book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives and Karmic Ties. Yes, and it's going to change their lives.
Okay.
So we're talking about free will and the empath and narcissist. And Tina, why don't you go ahead and read this book? I'm actually reading this book a lot lately out loud because I'm recording the audiobook version of it. And I'm kind of tired of hearing my own voice sometimes. I know my husband is.
Okay. Free will is the concept that every decision you make is based on your freedom of choice in choosing an option. This applies to everything in your life, from driving a car, caring for a pet, entering into a love and relationship.
You know what? You were supposed to read this paragraph.
I know, but this has important stuff too.
All right.
And walking down the street, your brain is constantly deciding which side of the street to walk on, what store to enter, whom to speak to, and whom you'll grace with your smile. Which purchase to make? Every second you live as an adult is a decision powered by free will. When does a person learn about karma? From the moment of birth, you're guided by, and you are actually you're guided into this free will decision process by your life path that you start with as a baby. Over time, awareness takes over, and by the time a child is 18 months old, parents must begin to mold the decision a child makes so that wise choices are the preferred option. But we know not all parents are good parents, so sometimes they choose poorly. Some parents are terrified their child will not love them if they say no to a toddler's or a child's choices. The sole purpose for this parent may be that the mom or dad has to learn to love his or her child enough to learn to say no to them, because setting boundaries and limits keeps this child safe and enables them to become a responsible adult. This all starts at this age. So basically, well, everything has a consequence.
This is a great point, though. And I think that we can say that we can love someone enough to say no. It means you love them enough to say no, and that you love yourself enough to say no. And I think that's a really important point, because sometimes it is hard to say no. Some of the hardest things we do is to say no to someone or something.
Especially if we view that person as being in a position of authority or responsibility. And sometimes you see teenagers who might view another teenager as the leader of the pack, you know, the mean girl syndrome. Well, everybody else is doing it, so they should do it too. But it's a karmic opportunity to learn to say no to another person.
A lot of times when I have a client or I'm working with somebody, you know, I will say, look at this as a karmic test. You're having this difficult relationship. You're with this controlling person. Look at this as a karmic test. And what are you learning and what have you learned? What have you learned that you want to take into the next relationship or you do not want to take into the next relationship? And when we can step back with that detached compassion, we can help ourselves evaluate that situation so much easier.
And manipulation, it's everywhere.
And it can be good and bad. I mean, you know, we talked about earlier that, you know, fire can heat food or it can burn your house down.
Yeah. Water can, you know, nourish your body or drown you. The earth grows food and it buries you. Air ensures survival, but if it's full of smog, it poisons you. So it, some things are good or bad, but sometimes fire is just fire. It depends on how you use it, the free will choice you make if you're using fire. And sometimes fire is a relationship you have with another volatile personality. And a lot of times we see manipulation in some of its finest forms of detrimental behavior in divorced parents.
You know, as a as a former public school teacher, I guess I'm going to actually be a little preachy here. When it comes to divorced parents, those kids are still your kids. I would have parent-teacher conferences where the parents would insist I have one with the mom and one with the dad because they couldn't be in the same room. They hated each other so much. And what does that do to the psyche of the child or children? Because my mom, who loves me, hates my dad so much. Maybe she doesn't love me as much. Or maybe the parents, and I've seen this a lot, pit the kids against the parents. And that's just really sad. And so what does it do to a child when the parents can't be in the same room anymore?
It destroys the child.
It destroys them. And it's so sad. And if the parents could just kind of step back. Now, if one of the spouses is extremely abusive
or dangerous, I get that.
But most of the time, that's not really the case. And these parents are manipulating each other to manipulate the child. Well, if your father loved you, he would be here on time. Or if your mother did this, she would not have done that. These things are scarring and so detrimental to kids. And it's one of my passions because I've seen so many children utterly destroyed by the hatred of their parents. Everything is energy. And if you're exuding energy of anger all the time, that fire, that rage, your kids get bombarded with that too. It's a subtle energy and it seeps in. And then we wonder why they're not learning what they're supposed to be learning. We wonder why they're upset and angry, why they're having temper tantrums and all of these things, because that subtle anger of manipulation and with the parents is coming back on those kids.
There's also the element of the parent who chooses to be the good guy. He never wants to say no. He gives the child, and I'm saying the husband, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the husband. Sometimes one of the parents has to enforce rules. You have to come in on time. You have to go to bed on time. And you have to understand what's going on with friendships. And the other parent lets them go and do and be anything. You had a really amazing example of that. Share that one.
So this is a few years ago. One of my generic daughter's friends, sorry, knew her parents really well. And they wanted, you know, the kids wanted to go do something, but the kid knew that if they asked the mom at this certain time of day, and then they asked the dad later on or at a different time, that the kid would get the answer that they wanted.
They knew exactly how to manipulate the parent.
Right? And, you know, part of me is like, go for it, kid. I mean, they're just going to go out and like go get ice cream, something very innocuous. But they were so controlling but not consistent in their controlling that the kids figured out, oh, if I ask mom while she's making dinner and I ask dad while he's, you know, at the end of his work day, I'll get the answer I need. So,
well, sometimes your kids are testing you. One of my generic kids.
Okay.
when she was in high school, love to talk to me, but a lot of, you probably never noticed this, that teenagers come alive at night.
Right.
They don't get tired like those of us who have an ordinary day.
The ancient ones.
And it's midnight. And I mean, you could have held my eyelids open with toothpicks. I'm so tired. And I just really need to go to sleep. I'm so tired. And she says, if you really loved me, you'd want to stay up and talk to me and be there for me. And I said, sweetie, if you really loved me, you would be concerned that I'm this tired and you wouldn't want me to be working or driving the next day when I'm this tired. You would care enough about me to want me to get a decent night's sleep. So you need to care that much about me. And there's this blink. It's like, okay, good night, Mom.
Checkmate.
It's like, I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put up with that. I can love you dearly. And this goes to the next one. That is near and dear to my heart. If I hear one more working mom say, I'm so guilty because I'm working and I'm not home with my kids. Men don't feel guilty. If you allow your kids to make you feel guilty, or the media or another parent to say, well, you know, I am there for my kids, or I'm in the classroom every day. Well, you know, I can't speak for any other mother, but I was a much better mother when I was still in the Navy.
I have a friend on Facebook, actually. This was right before the show. I was reading some threads on Facebook, and a friend of mine says they were, her toddler was having this temper tantrum, and this other mom with her perfectly coiffed, you know, kids were sitting in the cart side by side, you know, with an electronic in front of them. And this mom walks up, it's a total stranger mom, walks up to, you know, this friend mom of mine with the screaming toddler, says, if you just gave them your phone, they would just stop doing that. And I thought, and I guess the stranger actually picked up the mom's phone and handed it to the toddler, and the toddler dropped the phone. I mean, just a total stranger. But this is a form of manipulation, and I see this a lot with electronics, and it's a tough game. I'm glad that, honestly, my kids were not this age now, because battling the media and the electronics things is an issue. But I just thought, wow, that's really ballsy.
When I was in the Navy, and I was going to retire, and I went out to lunch with a bunch of the guys from the engineering department. And they said, Commander, now that you're going to be retired, are you ready for this? Are you going to be a full-time mom? And the engineer actually got up, moved his chair over 2 feet, because he said, there's not going to be any survivors when she blows. I said, are you a full-time dad when you're at sea? Well, of course. And I said, why would you ask me such a stupid question? Of course I'm a full-time mother, whether I'm side by side with my kid or not.
Yeah.
You can't let somebody manipulate you by their comments and give you a gold-plated ticket on the guilt train.
Okay, let's talk about three of the most common forms of manipulation.
Okay, what are those?
It creates fear in somebody, mm-hmm. right? If you don't do this...
Fear that you're not a good parent. Fear that you're not a good employee.
Right. It can instill guilt in people. Or you're delivering guilt to make somebody feel guilty so they will do something for you.
Or you guilt them into it. That's manipulation 101.
Or they make you feel shameful about something about yourself for not living up to those expectations. And as the person receiving the negative manipulation, you're still karmically responsible for that.
So when we come back.
Wow, already?
Already. When we come back, we're going to tell you what you can do about that.
Okay.
And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're discussing manipulation. And Laura was just going to talk about the karma of responding to someone trying to manipulate you using fear, guilt, or shame.
All right, we're going to back this up a little bit. We all incarnate and reincarnate on this planet for the experiences our soul needs for our soul evolution. And this includes the lessons along the way. And sometimes the lesson is what not to do. Sometimes the lesson is to do something different. But if you're a person who is being manipulated by someone else, let's say it's a narcissist, and those people are buggers, let's face it. And you allow them to abuse you, that you allow them to manipulate you, you're still earning some level of negative karma because your lesson is to learn how to safely stand up for yourself. And when you can do that, you're going to pass the karmic test. And we talked about this karmic test that we have every day of our lives. We're here for the karmic experiences. So when we can learn how to stand up to someone and say, no, that doesn't make me feel good. Or when you say that, you're trying to make me feel guilty. So you are trying to make me feel guilty and it's not going to work. If you're in a situation where you know that this person is going to try to manipulate you into doing something you don't want to, stand back and role play some possible scenarios in your head. Role play and get a mantra going that you can say to that person, I know that you don't want to make me feel guilty, but this is how those words affect me. Give yourself some tools to help yourself through the situation. And the same thing with fear. Fear is a really manipulative tool. Our governments use it. Our religious institutions use it.
Sometimes teenagers use it. Yeah. Fear, you're not a good parent, or I'm not going to love you. And people use that all the time. And it seems like it's a small thing, but you don't have to, You don't have to fall for that fear manipulation.
Right. And if you, the sooner you can identify it, the sooner you can squash it. And the same thing for shame. If somebody's trying to make you feel bad about yourself or something, it's a karmic opportunity to stand up for yourself and choose a different response. Step back so you don't have that knee-jerk reaction that that person is expecting you to have.
Give yourself a few moments to think about it. Don't let somebody shove you into a reaction that, given another moment, you probably wouldn't have reacted in the same way.
And those are what can help. Those tools, those concepts really help us to grow spiritually as a person. And it also lends itself to our inner happiness.
Well, this then goes to one of our next topics. And it has to do with, if you're a parent or you're an adult and your kids are all grown, still marketing and commercials. We're all influenced and we're all being chronically manipulated because of consumer analytics, the new watchword.
Right. In fact, you know, I my husband is a grown man, but I don't let him go to Costco without me because they place certain things in his line of sight. Like, we don't need a kayak. What are you talking about?
He did not come home with that.
He wanted to one day. I'm like, what are you talking about? But on a more serious note, commercials are getting more and more clever. I remember when my generic daughters were little, sorry, I would sit down and we would be watching the kid TV shows and I would, I want this Webkinz or, I want that or that, you know, that's normal and natural. But as a parent, I looked at it as an awesome opportunity to give them some lessons in discernment.
Discernment. That is a really good term.
Yeah. Do you think that I'm going to make this up, that rainbow bright doll thing really exudes magical glowing rainbows?
Rainbow dash.
Rainbow dash. Okay. Do you think it really exudes these rainbows that you're seeing on TV? No. Why do you think they do that? Because it makes me want it. So if they can't sell you this product without a false pretense, how good do you think it really is? And these, my girls were like, you know, middle-aged 5. So, you know, 5, 7, and 3. So they're little and they could understand this. And well, what are you going to do? You're saving up your money. Webkinz were the big things when my girls were little. And okay, so now you get this little code thing. Now what? How much did that cost you? Okay, if you were to add up the cost of all of these toys that you bought, how much money would you have had in your bank account? And these are just little snippets that my husband and I would throw into our girls all their life as they're growing up. And it really, I think it really helped them to have a logical sense of the value and of marketing, what it can do. And, you know, in the grocery stores, where are the kids' cereals? On the bottom aisle. Mm-hmm. Where are the fruit roll-ups or whatever they are? Eye level.
So we know that we are manipulated by things and analytics and the stuff that you see on the internet. Somebody recently had an Echo. What is it? Amazon Echo.
Amazon Echo, yeah.
And she was having a conversation with someone else about a story she happened to like. Well, the next day on Netflix, all of that story and all the other related types of movies were suggested favorites. So she unplugged her Amazon Echo because it was a little bit too invasive.
It is. And you can see this when I'm searching for things, you know, on the internet, all of a sudden they become these sticky ads on Facebook or whatever, or the solitaire game I play every now and then.
Let's talk about some manipulation that is really, really good. And that has to do with being a good coach, whether you're a supervisor and you have staff, or you are a naval officer and you have staff, right, or a teacher and you have a classroom of students, or you have a sports team, or you're a band director. When you create, and it's purely manipulation, I think you guys are the best. And I love how we're working together. And this person did this right. And this person did this right. And you foster a team. Ironically, some of my very best naval officers had all been in the band. And the band is the only organization in high school that men, boys and girls, men and women, see each other working together. That's the only true male-female team in all of high school, when you think about it, is the music program, whether it's band, symphony, orchestra, whatever it is. And when whoever is the instructor in whatever scenario you have, and you make them believe something that's amazing about themselves, they find an inner strength.
Or you open that opportunity up. They didn't realize.
They can choose to accept that belief about themselves.
They didn't know that this was an amazing thing about themselves. And the right guidance really does amazing things. I know my husband does this with his teams a lot. And he'll go out and do team building activities with them because it helps them to bond and it helps them to grow. And leadership is a trickle-down effect.
Leadership is an enormous effect. And so leadership, to be a leader, means
there's a lot of karmic responsibility.
There's a huge karmic responsibility. There's a wonderful book called The Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun. One of my favorite books. Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun, and I don't remember who wrote it. But it's hysterical, number one. And number two, it's working with your team and making them feel that their being there matters. And one of the big problems that we have in today's society is people need to know that their presence is important. Their being there matters, whether it's your kids, your family member, your spouse, or the people who you're working
being
with.
Being in the moment.
I really appreciate you, Laura.
Well, thank you. Some days I question that. No, I'm kidding. Being in the moment and being mindful of those around you, it can help calm people. It can help calm yourself. And that's a really important aspect of who we are and what we do.
I think that when leadership starts in a family where parents don't play favorites, so that all of their kids are generic.
Or if they do, thanks.
They're equally generic.
If they do play favorites, I believe it's actually the children's responsibility as they grow up to recognize that and realize, what did that feel like? Oh, you were mom's favorite. I was dad's favorite. Is that really fair? Was that fair of them to do that to us, kind of thing?
And what happens is, parents relate to children differently based on a myriad of factors, including past lives and all kinds of things. But if a parent becomes conscious of that and conscious of their words, then your use of words can be a really dynamic element there. And you can become very conscious of what you say to your kids and how you say it and the effect that it's going to have. And you know, you have a test and I believe in you. Maybe that subject is really a challenge for...
Believing in somebody is a form of manipulation also.
It's right? A huge form.
But having said that, when we come back, we're going to talk about social media and search engines and how they manipulate us, which I think is an absolutely fascinating concept because it's so far outside of ourselves. But you are listening to the Karmic Path and Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back shortly.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're discussing manipulation. And sometimes in the next story that Laura's going to tell, sometimes in a war of words, the first casualty is truth. So Laura, I'm going to turn this over to you.
That's a really good way to put it. My husband has a couple of buddies, and they live in different parts of the country. And these are childhood friends, are arguing over things that are beyond our control. And one of them is a hardcore Republican and the other one's a hardcore Democrat. And he's like, they're all spewing their equal hatred
scripts
at each other. And what it's doing is it's destroying a friendship.
Well, the question is,
but
how can they both be right?
Right. So here's the deal. Is my husband went in and says, okay, you know what? You know, to the Republican and to the Democrat, I mean, we're talking like super left, super right. He says, I want you guys each to do the same thing at the same time. And so they're on the phone and they said, type in the word Donald Trump. And I want you each to tell me the first five hits that you get and what it's about. And it was so polarizing. The Republican was all this and that. The Democrat was all this and that. And where is the truth in those things? So what these search engines do is they think they know what you want to read, to believe, and they're editing our belief systems. They're taking away what could be potential truths for us. So these two buddies who've been friends since they were little kids are arguing about politics in a way that neither of them's going to win, and they're hating each other. That is a form of master manipulation.
It's dividing the country on levels that are unheard of through time.
It really is, and it's dividing friends and family. And I remember seeing this in the last election where people would stop speaking to each other. Their truth became so polarizing based on the information that we are being fed through our internet browsers. And the reality is that we can only control ourselves. We can only respond to ourselves. And when we look at our personal karmic ripple effect, our daily actions are what echoes out. So what do you choose? Are you know, in both sides of the fence of the extreme Republican, extreme Democrat, what they had in common was hatred.
Which is ironic. Absolutely tragic.
It really is. That's what they had in common.
And what makes that so sad is that it never used to be that way.
Right.
It used to be that each person was a little bit right or left of center, and there was a respect for the other point of view. And many, many things have created polarization. And we're not here to discuss who did what, because again, we're not taking a side. We're right. simply it's, observing this is, what's happening.
This is a story. And in this little experiment my husband did with his buddies, where are the lines of truth?
I think, again, going back to there's a war of words. There's a war going on that we're not even, we're semi-conscious of it. And in this war of words, the very first casualty long ago was the truth. And no one knows who to believe or what to believe. And what's happened is there's such an enormous level of manipulation that more and more people have turned off the news. Harder to turn off what you're getting in your browser.
Right.
But they've turned off the news and they're focusing on their friends, their family. They're choosing not to discuss politics with people they've known all their lives and love. The love you have for that person should not be predicated on that person's politics.
Well, and the politics that are beyond our control.
That's exactly right.
That's the saddest part. This is what is going on in the political realms is beyond most of our control. For us to make an educated decision, we have to spend hours and hours and hours doing some deep dive research.
Well, there was something that came up in California recently. California has propositions, and these propositions are put on the ballot, and you have this side says this and this side says this, like on my hands. And you, I swear to God, you have to be a board certified attorney
to figure it out.
You have to pass the bar to be able to figure out what does this mean? And some people felt like what they voted for was not what they intended. It's like that phrase I remember when I was in college. I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard was not what I meant. Confused? Welcome to social media and right. politics today.
And I guess if we're going to walk away with anything, it's like, find your own truth and learn to love somebody beyond those belief systems that may be false belief systems that are being built around each of us because we're simply not aware of the form of manipulation that's really happening.
Yes, I don't want to be someone's puppet on a string.
Right. And, you know, there's forms that story my husband was, you know, part of that little experiment he was doing with his friends is a great illustration of what negative manipulation can do and how that karmic path, that is changing everybody's karmic path throughout this country. But there are ways that we can have positive manipulations with our friends and loved ones and coworkers, et cetera. And one of them is...
The very first one right out of the box is courtesy, please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
And this has to start between spouses.
Yes.
Whether you're gay or straight.
Spouses.
Spouses. Yeah. You know, partners. Whatever your partner. When you exhibit courtesy, then your children see courtesy. Your neighbors see courtesy. People enjoy it. We were in Trader Joe's the other day, and my husband immediately starts bagging the groceries, and the guy said, "Wow, that's really nice of him." And I said, "He's the best. He's just the best guy."
Well, he is the best guy.
He is the best guy. Yeah. And the cashier looked at me and she said, "Nobody says that. Come in here." And I said, "That's really sad." But he is the best. And when you're speaking about your kids, I hear people, I have seen this for years. You're in the grocery store and you say to someone, "Oh my gosh, your child is adorable. You know, I love how curious she is." And the parent invariably says, "She's so bad. She's just a bad kid." And the kid is just completely dejected.
Yeah. Although I did compliment some little girl about, you know, asking permission to pet my dog on a walk. I said, "Wow, you have really good manners." And the mom was like, "Did you hear that, Kelly?" I think Kinsey or whatever. "Did you hear what she said about you?" And the kid just like stood up a little taller. She's like 4 years old.
Okay. Courtesy
Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Yeah. And these things are positive manipulations that we can do that are for our greater good. And, you know, before we sign off for today, some of the karmic concepts that we're here to offer is, you know, the science behind these things, manipulation, it can be good or bad. Fire can burn us. Fire can cook our food. It can kill us. It can keep us warm. It's how we use it.
It's how we use the energy, whether it's the fire of our words or the fire of our passion.
Right. Manipulation is literally psychology in action. So when we're manipulating someone, and we all do it, nobody's exempt, what is your intention? Is it for the greater good or is it for the greater greed?
Sorry. I love that. That's really clever.
And, you know, and again, this, and that ties into spirituality, right? What is the greatest good?
So actually, we're trying to manipulate our listeners today to performing the greatest good for those, for themselves and for those around them, and to recognize manipulation when it kind of stares each of us squarely in the eye.
And if you've enjoyed this show, we would love it if you would follow The Karmic Path on Instagram, our Facebook page, or even YouTube. We'd really appreciate that. And we
trying to up our analytics.
Yeah. We're so close to certain numbers. So thank you for that, by the way. And we want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring this show. Without them, we're very grateful to them. Without them, we wouldn't be able to have the show we have today. Check them out. Go to theoillounge.com. Sign up for their mailing list. It's full of a ton of free and useful information. And lastly, we want to thank Carter, who's filling in for Kat today. Kat, we missed you, but Carter's awesome.
And be sure to check out our books and courses on thekarmicpath.com. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with The Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.